go to the Revolution Hotline and talk to Edward Ashoff about some SEC football.
Whether you're a Hog fan, a lover of Southern sports, or just someone who wants to know what's going on in the Premier League of College Athletics, snuggle up close to your radio, computer, or phone, because it's time to hear from ESPN.com's SEC insider, Edward Ashoff, who's here to tell you all you need to know about what's up and who's going down in the SEC.
Human beings in a mind. All right, let's bring him back. Edward Ashoff, who look for him in a cameo in the new Anchorman 2. They're filming down the road.
I ran by that set in the pouring rain to see Ron Burgundy, and the security guard outside their set just laughed at me. Came back around, just kept shaking his head. So I missed him, but they're still here in Atlanta, so I will somehow get in there. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but it's going to happen.
Did you say, do you know who I am?
I should try that. I'm sure
you're
Paul
actually
Rudd
somebody.
He's a Renaissance man, so I'm sure he reads the blog.
If I were you, I would for sure say, do you know who I am? And I would flash my ESPN credentials, and I would get myself in there for a look at it.
Maybe I can do a little spot as the sports reporter in the movie.
I think that'd be
good. Don't give me all these ideas, or else I'll ruin this movie in a heartbeat.
No, it'd be beautiful. You could be a rival sports guy, and you and Champ could fight, although he's a big guy. I don't know if I like your chances in that.
That'd be awesome. That would be awesome.
That would be good. Well, I can't wait till it comes out, whether you're in it or not. So I hope you get in. It'd be great.
Yeah.
So it's in your neighborhood, though, huh?
Yeah. I don't know what they're shooting or what part of the movie they're shooting here in Inman Park, but, yeah, they're all over the place, and nothing's been shut down except for part of a neighborhood. So I don't think they're technically shooting at any of the restaurants or anything, but they've been shooting all over Midtown, and a couple of my friends saw Baxter running around at one of the restaurants that they're filming at in Midtown. So, yeah, Baxter's back. Good to know.
Oh, Baxter, you are my little gentleman. I think you fought in London Town. I'm not going to say. Okay, moving on. What are you guys looking for in the spring football season, which is now upon us? I don't know what you're looking for in Fayetteville because you can't see anything. Powerful ESPN or not, they're not opening up to the media except for like 3 days for like 6 seconds each. You get one quick little peek, and it's like a peep show, you know? But what are you looking for from Arkansas in the spring?
You know, I just want to see what the attitude is like with those players. I mean, it's pretty clear that they weren't really on the same page with John L. Smith once the season started. I mean, to play like they did in the first game and then obviously to lose the second one, and it was just downhill from there. They just didn't buy in, and this is a chance for everybody. And it's a younger team, it's a chance for them to really buy in and get some chemistry with these coaches and kind of figure out what's going to happen. And this is the best time of year for younger players because whether you're a new staff or an old staff, you try to make things as simple as possible. You really just want to walk through everything because if you make things complicated from the start, it's not going to help you out summer workouts and obviously not in fall workouts. But this is installation mode. It's walkthroughs. It's two-hand touch. It's all that. So this is a really good chance for those players to really bond with coaches and learn the schemes and really kind of take it easy. It's been a rough 12 months for this Arkansas team. So I think that this is a real good chance for them to kind of figure out who they are. And as far as position, I mean, what's going to happen at the quarterback spot? Who's going to be the running back? I mean, they have a lot of receivers that they're trying to replace and a lot of talent there. Obviously, I mean, when the leading guy only had 317 yards coming back to wide receiver, you've got some guys to replace, especially with Kobe Hamilton being gone, Chris Gregg being gone. So I think that, you know, figuring out who are going to be the weapons is number one. And obviously, you know, Jonathan Williams coming back to the leading rusher, only had 231 yards on the ground. So I think that's kind of exciting for a new staff that you really are starting from scratch, especially on offense. So it's kind of like, how are they going to evolve in the next few weeks?
You know, we saw the list the other day of all the quarterbacks that were potentially in the mix. I don't know how many have a legitimate chance to be the starter for Arkansas in the fall, but there's like eight guys that are vying for playing time at quarterback this year at Arkansas.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, Brandon Allen and Brandon Mitchell are the guys to look at. I know Mitchell played wide receiver last year, but when you have Tyler Wilson there, he just wasn't going to get enough snaps to really get in any sort of rhythm to be a quarterback. If you have a brand new staff in place, this is a chance to show, hey, I'm really athletic, but I can throw the ball as well. Maybe they have a quarterback system, depending on what happens with Brandon Allen as far as confidence. He got some time last year. Playing in that Alabama game certainly didn't help his confidence, but playing against Alabama's defense doesn't really help anyone's confidence unless you're Johnny Football. So I'm really excited to see what happens. If you have a traditional passer in Allen, and then you have a running quarterback in Mitchell who can do a lot of things. He kind of reminds me of kind of that Barry Brunetti, Randall Mackey kind of player in this offense. They line Mackey up pretty much everywhere and let him be kind of the X factor on offense last year at Ole Miss. Maybe Mitchell can do that, and you have Allen be your traditional passer. But I think that they're both going to get, pretty good shots. I mean, I think Allen does have the advantage, obviously. I think that's the kind of quarterback that people really wants in his offense. But we've learned that if you can run the ball and throw the ball as a quarterback, that's really going to help you in this league.
What about, do you know anything about this Derby kid, the kid that came from Iowa?
No, I don't. I've heard about him. And I know that the people are getting excited, but I haven't really studied up on him too much as of yet.
Well, I guess if he came to Arkansas, he must have thought he would have a legitimate chance to vie for some playing time. So we'll see how that shakes out. But that's definitely one of the big things we're watching. I know the Arkansas defensive line is getting a little bit of love, and that was something that we thought would be a strong suit last year. And I don't think they were bad; they just weren't as impactful maybe as people had hoped going into the season.
Yeah, I mean, to get Chris Smith back, who I think was a really underrated player last year at defensive end, Byron Jones, obviously Trey Flowers. I mean, that's a good core to have up front. And we know in this league you have to play well up front, and I think that's something that Arkansas has to build on. I mean, look at Georgia. Man, that's a team that had elite players in defense, but they couldn't stop the run. The last four games of the season, they gave them more than 300 yards, and they ended up losing Alabama in the SEC championship game. They don't go to the national championship. You got to protect things up front, and I think that right now Arkansas has a nice foundation there. Then it's all figuring out the linebacker situation. But I do think that having a good core there up front, especially in this league and especially with new coaches, is very, very good for a team that really, really struggled on defense last year.
Going into the spring for Arkansas, Edward Ashoff of ESPN.com joining us in the Zone on the Revolution Hotline. Going into the spring, what do you think is Arkansas's strongest suit, And what do you think is their biggest question mark going into the spring?
I do think that defensive line right now is the strongest. And the secondary is much, it got a lot of negativity last year, but to return so many guys that got good experience, I think that's really going to help them. If you can protect the back end and the front end, that's pretty good, especially in this league. So right now I just think the defensive line is obviously the strongest part of this team. And then, on offense, you have to replace three offensive linemen. I think that's a big concern. Losing Tyler Wilson, I just think the backfield and the offensive line in general are the biggest question marks. Yeah, Kobe Hamilton's gone. There's some younger guys. I think the coaches are pretty excited about to see. But really, the bread and butter of this team, the years before last year, it's pretty much gone. You have to figure out who your running back's going to be. You have to figure out who your quarterback's going to be. And you have to get a stable offensive line in there, or else this team is really going to struggle, and that defense is definitely going to have to play better than it did last year.
What else? How about just a few high points, I guess, of things you're kind of keeping an eye on around the league, things you expect to either shake out or things you'll have an eye on during the spring practices around the SEC?
I do think that the quarterback battles in the SEC are going to be pretty fun to watch, and one that a lot of people probably didn't start talking about until recently is Missouri. I know James Franklin comes in as the starter, but because of his injury history, I mean, he was knocked out last year. Two separate shoulder injuries, a concussion, a knee injury. But the year before, he had nine injuries that he had to get over. And, luckily, they weren't that bad. They were small enough that he could play the full season and be one of the best quarterbacks in the Big 12. But he just took a beating last year in the SEC, and I think that that's a concern for Missouri coaches. Corbin Burkstresser obviously got some good time last year, but really the guy that everybody keeps talking about at Missouri is Matty Mock. He redshirted last year. He's been compared to Brad Smith, who, became a starter as a true freshman and beat out a three-year starter when he was there at Missouri. So the coaches good. Think that he can run that offense as well as anybody has or will. I think that, you know, he's someone who is really, really pushed for that starting job. And you talk to people around the program, and he likes James Franklin, but Matty Mock wants this job, and he will not rest until he gets it. And I think that's a good thing for the quarterback competition, but I also think that James Franklin's going to be looking over his shoulder going into his senior year. So I think that's a major storyline. You know, can Florida's offense do something? Those five freshman receivers, only one of them is going to be on campus now. But what can he do? I think DeMarcus Robinson is the guy that, you know, Will Muschamp and receivers coach Joker Phillips need to see break out right now. He has got to be that good, and that's a lot of pressure to put on a youngster. There are only so many Julio Joneses and A.J. Greens out there, but we saw Mike Evans play well last season, Malcolm Mitchell when he was a freshman. They need DeMarcus Robinson to step up because they don't have any reliable receiving targets now that Jordan Reed is gone. So I think that's a big one. You know, I don't think Alabama has to worry about complacency or anything. You have Nick Saban, so I don't think that that's a very big deal. But as far as the West is concerned, Zach Metzger, I mean, he returns so much around him. He can only get better. I think that's more pressure on him because he's a guy who, you know, what can he do now that he knows the offense? Cam Cameron should help him with his development. They should have more of a downfield presence, those receivers getting older. Jeremy Hill is obviously going to help him, but it's all about confidence, maturity, and leadership, and can he show it now? Because really, we thought the pressure was on him last season. There's going to be even more pressure on him because of how well he played in the month of November. So I think that there's a lot of excitement right now in the spring, and even though it's kind of a boring time for coaches and players, there's a lot that has to be figured out between now and the end of April.
Sorry, my phone is just starting to play music for no apparent reason. I have no idea why. It was really weird. Sorry, we got thrown off there. Man, I appreciate the time. Thanks for the report. And again, we will keep our fingers crossed that you can make a cameo in the new Anchorman movie. So,
good luck.
Here's hoping.
If I have to grow out the fro, I will. I mean, it's a lot to handle, but if I have to grow it out, I'll do it. Just to get
I would
that
love
movie.
To see you and Champ get in a sports reporter fight. I think that would be really good stuff. So. All right, man, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
All right, anytime.
All right, thanks. That's Edward Ashoff, SEC blogger for ESPN.com. I'll figure out what's wrong with my phone.
Well, you're bringing up the Rhapsody. Obviously, it's going to just start busting out tunes.
I didn't mean to. That was a total accident. I'm an idiot. This just in. We are First Security. I-430 and Markham. And Tracy's here. She's holding it down. Teal Grill is here. Be fired up. What time are we going to have hot food and cold drinks? 11. The drinks are probably already cold because it's like 8 outside. It's all the way up to 50. It's going to be a beautiful day.
It's getting up to like 63 today.
It's a bright, bright, sunshiny day.
I'm excited.
We are inside the comfy confines of this First Security Banking Center, but we want you to come by and see us. It is 10:52. Quick timeout. When we come back, maybe we'll have time to hear from Coach Anderson talking about Vanderbilt.
Perfect.
And their hoe advantage.
The hoe advantage. The half home.
Half home.